My guest today is Mike O'Hagan, who joins me from Mike's Business Tours. Now, for those of you who might be familiar with the name but can't quite put the business biography to it, Mike's the founder of Mike's Mini Movers, famous with a lot of us in Australia for having packed up and shifted us across the suburbs when we moved house, and has been a serial entrepreneur now for many years. Mike, welcome to the program.
Thank you. Great to be here. And it's just plain Mini Movers as well. There's 10 other businesses today. Semi-retired I am.
Oh, right.
As you would be.
So you've given up lifting boxes and shifting pianos?
I've actually never done that. I still own the business 100% today, and I've never actually moved a load of furniture. I've always worked on the business. I think if you want to grow a big business, you should only work on it, not in it.
That's good advice. Now, Mike, speaking of good advice, fill us in about Mike's Business Tours. Where did this idea come from, and what is it you're trying to achieve?
Yeah, cool. Well, I think it's pretty common knowledge that during the GFC, my Mini Movers got into a bit of trouble. In fact, quite serious trouble there for a little while. And I managed to turn the company around and save it by moving some of the processes to the Philippines. And I learned a lot of things doing that. I learned what works very well. I also learned what you shouldn't do. And I started sharing that with some business mates 5 years ago. And a whole lot of different business mates came up to Manila with me, showing them around. And at the end of that, they kept saying, that's the most amazing learning experience we've ever had. So out of that, I grew this Mike's Business Tours. It's a three-day intensive learning experience in Manila and in Clark. We go to two different cities. 50% is learning about offshoring, what to do and what not to do. 50% is probably challenging your business model and probably getting that onto more of a growth model. And highly, highly successful. 360 people to date. It's just a great way to learn. It's just a massive, great learning experience about what's happening on the leading edge and how you can really change your business.
Now, Mike, speaking of the leading edge, it does seem to me that in the last couple of years, lots of Australian, I guess, small and medium businesses have been outsourcing to the Philippines. Is there a trend going on here? What's driving this wave of change?
At the core has to be the difference in wages. So Australia has the third largest minimum wage in the world, and the Philippines probably the other end of that scale. It's quite normal for a Filipino with one or two university degrees to be earning about 100 Australian dollars per week. They're well educated in an Americanized system. They speak English. This is the third largest English speaking country in the world. Connect the internet to it, connect the internet, and suddenly you can employ online and tap into this lower cost resource. And I think it's progressed a lot more than that now. I think a lot of us are not using it to replace Australian jobs, but we're using it to invent complete new jobs. I know that in my Mini Movers business, our whole marketing lead gen system, it was completely designed and built in the Philippines, and you couldn't even think of doing that in Australia. So a lot of them are new jobs, new opportunities when you connect the two together, and it's in that swell. Overall, the industry started 22 years ago, process workers for big corporates. It's changed and it's trended. SMEs have entered the market 6 or 7 years ago, and it's massive right upward trend. And they don't want process workers the same way. They want thinkers and doers. And so the models that we engage them in are changing and are much better. And it's that change and that trend that I show on the tour. I show you exactly all the different ways you can go about doing it, why they exist and why they don't exist. And it's all about tapping into the lower costs and smartly educated Philippines to be able to grow your Australian business.
And Mike, what are the industry sectors that are coming on the tour? Just to give people who are listening an idea, is this butchers and beekeepers, or who are the people who are coming?
Look, it ranges right across. It really does. Professional services more and more, and law, accounting, very much are coming up. But whole businesses, not like on Mini Movers, service businesses are putting whole teams up here as well. So, look, anything that's facing a computer can be done in the Philippines. The education is better. English is good, as I said. The big gap in the market is they don't understand Australia and they don't understand your business. And I teach on the tour that if you can bridge that gap, you train them up, then you've got an amazing resource, and that's the key to it.
Mike, it's been a pleasure having you with us, and we look forward to hearing more from you in the weeks to come. Now, for people who want to get hold of you and hear more from you, can they get in touch with you directly?
Absolutely. You can message me through Mike's Business Tours. That's M-I-K-E-S, Business Tours, T-O-U-R-S.com. I have another website, ohagan.com.au. Either of those websites, you can message me directly, no problems at all. Happy to chat to anybody. Skype chats are what I really do well.
Mike, thank you for your time.
Thank you.